One thing that's really surprised me in really recently is that companies seem to be have a real great suspicion of Twitter and the real-time web. Now, I can understand why a company, especially large corporate companies, would want to block employees' access to something like Facebook and to MySpace or to other social networks, which are definitely for personal acquaintances and friends and more out of hours, but for something which is really important like Twitter to the real-time web. The real-time web is really critically important because it's important for marketing to have access to Twitter, and it's important for marketing to have access to Twitter, it's also important for the employees, such as the designers, developers, and the architects, to actually have a resource which is where they can actually ask questions and listen to, find out about important blogs. Or it's really important, critically important for e-learning, and most important that for those sort of organizations that their employees don't get left behind. If you are not going to provide, and I'm talking about you as a large corporate or business owner, not going to provide training at all for your employees, but please don't forbid or block access to Twitter, because they're not going to learn. People don't normally write blogs anymore. They go online, they communicate through other means or go to courses. So please don't block Twitter. And I don't understand companies that do. Anyway, that's my beef for the day. My name is Peter Pilgrim.